Police headquarters. Just a minute, I'll give you the detective bureau.
Detective Bureau, Lieutenant Gray.
Lieutenant, this is Mike O'Rourke.
What's up, Mike?
Jewel robbery, Lieutenant. Broad daylight, too.
Where'd it happen?
On my beat, 6th and Main. A guy in a taxi drove up alongside a couple of women and lifted their sparklers.
What'd they get?
3 or 4 rings and a diamond necklace. Mrs. Mansfield, the dame that owned the necklace, says it's worth $80,000.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that Mrs. Lester Mansfield?
Yeah.
I've heard of that necklace before. Where are you now?
Call box, 6th and Main. The women are here, too. One of them fainted. We got her in the drugstore.
Okay. Sit tight. I'll be right over.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have Captain Watson send somebody to relieve Patrolman O'Rourke, 6th and Main.
Yes, sir.
And send out a radio pickup on a phony taxi cab. Somebody just lifted the Mansfield necklace.
Yes, sir.
Where are the women, Mike?
In the drugstore, Lieutenant. The doctor's looking after Mrs. Smith. She's carrying on something awful.
Is Mrs. Mansfield in there, too?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll see if I can get a description from her. Get this crowd to move in, then come inside. Captain Watson sending a man to relieve you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Oh, Lieutenant, I'm so glad you're here. It was dreadful. He drove up a long time.
Just a minute, ma'am. You're Mrs. Mansfield?
Yes, Lieutenant.
How's the other lady?
Very excited. Mrs. Smith isn't a very strong woman, Lieutenant. And when that man...
Just sit down here, Mrs. Mansfield. Let's get the whole story.
Oh, you're so cool and brave, Lieutenant. I just know you'll find my necklace, won't
well,
you?
Well, if it's possible, ma'am. What happened?
Mrs. Smith and I... She's the wife of Horatio Smith, you know. We were just coming back from the Service League charities. I was driving my roadster down 6th Street when a taxi pulled up alongside and forced me to the curb.
Just a minute, ma'am. What kind of a taxi?
Oh, just the regular kind. You know, the two-colored ones.
I see. Go ahead.
A man jumped out and said he was sorry that his steering gear had broken. He came around to our side of the car, and then I saw he had a gun... He took our jewels, got back into the taxi, and left. Oh, it all happened so quickly that I didn't know what to make of it for a minute.
Mrs. Mansfield, can... Oh, sit down, Mike, and get this description.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Mansfield, can you tell us what this man looked like?
Well, not very well. He was smaller than you, Lieutenant, rather dark, and wore a blue serried suit.
Was he wearing a hat?
No, it was a cap, I believe.
Did you see the color of his hair?
No, not that I remember. Oh, but I noticed a scar on his right cheek. I saw it as he reached for my purse.
A scar, eh? That's good. Is this the purse?
Yes. He opened it and took the money that was inside and threw it back into the car.
We'll want to borrow this for a while, Mrs. Mansfield, to see if we can find any prints on it. They'd show up nicely on that patent leather.
Oh, surely, Lieutenant. Oh, I do hope you'll find my necklace. Lester will be so angry because I wore it today. You see, he asked me not to.
He was probably more worried about your welfare than the necklace. Well, we'll do what we can, ma'am. You'll be at home if we want you?
Yes.
All right. We'll call you if anything turns up. Come on, Mike. Let's take this bag to the fingerprint bureau.
Yes, sir. Say, Lieutenant?
Powers identified the prints as belonging to Antonio Moretti with a record of 2 terms in state prison. Let's see that file a minute.
J.L.M. Moretti.
Yeah, here it is. Age 31. See that picture?
Yeah. That's the same guy that Mrs. Mansfield described. Scar and everything.
Yeah, we'll have him in 20 minutes. Hello, Tim. Send out a pickup on Antonio Moretti and have the desk issue a warrant for first-degree robbery. You'll find all the dope in the files. I want him inside of 24 hours. Right.
You want me to go back on my beat now, Lieutenant?
Yeah, you might as well, Mike. Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Oh, good. Send him in. Just a minute. Here's something new on the case.
Moretti?
Not yet. A taxi driver just came in to report losing his cab. It may be the same one Moretti used. Come in. Oh, sit down. What's your name?
Pete Carson. I drive for...
Yes, I know. Somebody stole your cab. Tell me about it.
Well, I was at my station over in Cambridge when I get a call to a rooming house on Garfield.
Wait a minute. Remember the address?
No, but I could find the house.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I go over there, and this guy gets in and tells me to drive him to the medical arts building downtown. I drove 3 or 4 blocks, and suddenly I feel the gun in the back of my neck and the guy telling me to step out.
What did you do?
I stepped out.
And the guy drove off, eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Show this fellow the picture of Tony Moretti.
Yes, sir. Right here, Lieutenant.
There. Is that the guy?
Say, that's him, all right. I'd remember him by that scar on his face.
Okay, my car's downstairs. You're going to direct us to that rooming house on Garfield. Come on, Mike. Maybe this won't be such a tough job after all.
Yep, same house.
Okay, you stay in the car. Come on, Mike.
This is just the kind of a place you'd expect Moretti to hang out in. I'll bet you can get a room here for $1 a week.
Someone's coming to the door. We're officers. Does Antonio Moretti live here?
Land sakes alive, you scared me, officer. Sure there's no Mr. Moretti living here, sir. I run a nice, clean place, sir. We don't have no lawbreakers living here.
Show her the picture, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Here. Ever see this man before?
Why, he looks just like Mr. Williams, sir, Begara does. Calls himself Mr. Joe Williams. Yeah,
is he in?
Sir, and I don't know. He's in 112 of these, sir.
Come on, Mike. And lift your gun strap.
Yes, sir. You ain't going to have no shooting in here, are you? Now, you look here.
You stay back here. We'll find the room.
Yeah, 112. Here it is, Lieutenant.
All right. If it's locked, kick it in. I'll cover you.
Nobody home. Looks like we beat him here. His clothes are still hanging around the room. And there's a package of cigarettes.
Oh, I tell you, it's a sorry day that I ever left that young man in
here. I thought I told you to stay back there.
That's right, you did, sir. But I just remembered something that I think to myself you should know.
What's that?
Well, last night after I'd gone to bed, there comes a man here asking for this Mr. Williams. Sure, I goes back and look, and Mr. Williams ain't in. So the fella asks if I got another room.
What did you tell him?
Sure, I told him yes, and give him a room on the second floor.
Is he up there now?
No, that's just what I'm trying to tell you, sir. He left this morning after paying me my 50 cents for my room.
Say where he was going?
Yes, sir. He tells me how he was going to the depot, sir. Leaving town.
What did this fellow look like?
Well, sir, I got a pretty good look at him and see as how he was a red-faced man, almost as big as yourself, with funny, watery kind of eyes, and walked with a limp.
Bull Alexander.
It sure fits him, sir.
And he said he was going to the depot, eh? How long ago was this?
Just an hour ago, sir.
Quick, Mike, out to the car.
Yes, sir.
I've got a hunch that Tony Moretti had Bull in on the job with him to get the necklace out of town. We've got to beat him to that train. Leaving on track 5 for the west. Come on, Mike.
I'm right behind you, Lieutenant.
Here, let's duck through this gate. We're officers. Now, there it is, Mike. It'll be leaving in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Let's try the Pullman coaches first. The guy will probably want privacy.
All right, swing up here. We're officers, Porter. Is there a large, red-faced man with bleary eyes on this train?
You owe me the man in car 4?
I don't know. We'll see. Come on, Mike. Yeah, this is the car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Huh? Oh.
Hello, Bull. You leaving town?
Hey, you dicks ain't got nothing on me. I'm just going to win a little business trip, that's all. Just because you had a guy in stir once don't mean that you can hound him the rest of his life.
No. Stand up, Bull. We're searching you for the Mansfield necklace.
Yeah? I'll search ahead. I ain't got it.
All right, Mike. Look through his bags.
Yeah.
I'll take Bull into the washroom here and see what he's wearing.
Nothing. It ain't in any of the bags, Lieutenant.
Yeah, that's funny. It wasn't on him either.
I'm telling you got me all wrong, Lieutenant. I didn't even know this Tony Moretti or Joe Williams. I'm going to win a little trip to see my sister.
Yeah. It was a business trip before, Bull.
Want to take him down, sir?
No, we couldn't hold him. We haven't got a thing on him. He'd be out before morning.
You're doing me wrong, Lieutenant. I wasn't mixed up in no jewel robbery. Crime don't pay, I know that.
Don't make me laugh, you red-faced baboon. We'll have you back on the calendar in 6 months.
Cigars, cigarettes, sandwiches, cold drinks.
Here, I'll show you I'm on the level, Lieutenant. I'll buy you a cold drink. Here, boy.
No thanks, Bull. I'm particular who I drink with.
Well, I ain't as bad as that, Lieutenant. Here, I'll have a sandwich. Give the gentleman a cold drink, boy.
No, thanks. Don't bother. Well, I'm sorry we couldn't dig in, Bo. The train's leaving, so I guess we'll have to get off. But if you're smart, you'll stay at your sister's from now on. Come on, Mike.
Yes, sir.
That's a tough break, Lieutenant. I'm not sure we'd have to pin to the goods.
Duck down here.
No, sir.
Don't ask questions. Duck down.
But the train's moving. That's all right. We're going back inside the car.
All right, Bo. Put him up.
Sorry, what?
No, you don't. Put him up. Get in that right-hand coat pocket, Mike. There, that's it.
Holy smoke. The necklace. And the rings, too.
Yeah. He didn't get away with them after all.
Yeah, but they wasn't there when we frisked him.
Right, Mike. He didn't have them when we searched him.
Then how did he get them?
Right under our nose. They were slipped to him in a sandwich.
What?
That sandwich man is Tony Moretti. And he's getting off the train now.
Grab it.
Police headquarters. Okay, Lieutenant. Hello, Tim. Have a car pick Lieutenant Gray up at Pleasant Town. He's holding two prisoners in the Mansfield jewels.